Are dreams just random images fired from an unconscious brain during sleep? Or something much more important, like life-saving inner guidance? How dreams can be healing and early warning tools for disease, financial crisis, or success? And love is still one of the behavioral science's greatest unanswered questions. Hello, I'm your host, author Kat O'Keefe Canavis. Welcome to Dreaming Healing, where dreams and cutting-edge scientific research meet on syndicated Dream Vision 7 radio network. Dreaming Healing is every Tuesday at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. Eastern, with live shows on the first and third evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, when you can call in and ask Kat questions about your amazing dreams. Talk on air. Call toll-free 833-220-1200. That's 833-220-1200. Come live your dreams out loud with Kat.
Good evening, everyone. I am so glad you're here. This show is live tonight, live video. So if you're only listening and you want to watch, there's a couple of things you can do. You can go to my website, The Queen of Dreams. It's important that you put the in first. The Queen of Dreams, or www.Kathleen with a K, Kathleen O'Keefe, O-K-E-E-F-E, Canavis, K-A-N-A, V as in Victor, O-S as in Sam. And if you look up in the far right-hand corner, you'll see Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Click on that button, and it will take you right to my website page on Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. And you can watch the show. Look for the little computer, and you can see me and my amazing guest tonight. Wait till you hear what we're going to talk about. Oh my gosh, if you got a chance, call your friends right now. Tell them to get on. We're going to be talking about, I'm going to go ahead and give some of it away. We're going to be talking about our past lives and how we're responding, how we're reacting, what we're doing now can be directly tied into our past lives, including what's going on with COVID-19. And we're going to be talking with Dr. Paula Joyce. Now, if you want to call in with any questions, we'd love to hear them. You can call 646-558-8656. And then you have to add a whole stream of ID numbers, which I had here, and now I don't know where they are. But you know what? If you go to my website, oh, here it is. The ID number is 8836953587. And then press the pound sign to listen or chat. For the easier responses, go to my website. Click on Dream Vision 7 Radio, and it will take you to my web page on Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. And all the numbers are right there, so you don't have to write them down, okay? So last week, our show title was Dreams of Caregivers, and it was with David Nassani and Victoria Price. And Victoria Price is the daughter of actor Vincent Price, you know, the scary, spooky movies. And she was anything but scary and spooky. She was absolutely lovely. And I loved having both of them on the show with me. They were talking about caregiving. Dave was talking about taking care of his wife, who had a massive stroke. And Victoria was talking about how to take care of her father and how important it is as caregivers to also give ourselves caregiving and to find others who can give us caregiving. And that might be very important right now during this time while we're all closed away in our homes with our families that we love dearly, but we never planned to see them quite this much. So our teaser for tonight is, how do we deal with a crisis like the COVID-19 outbreak? Like I said, our guest, Dr. Paula Joyce, says, keep smiling. Yeah, that's easier said than done, but she's going to tell us how to do it, because she not only talks the talk, she walks the walk. And that's why I've got her on this show. She's going to take you by the hand and walk you right through how to smile during all this COVID-19. But first, you know what we're going to do, unless you're new to this show. We start the show off with my favorite protection and clearing meditation. So if you're driving, please don't close your eyes. It will still work. Keep your eyes open and just listen, all right? During this meditation, I want you to imagine using something that's small but powerful to you. Maybe something that's given to you in a dream. For instance, in my dreams, I was given a dandelion, which ties into Dr. Paula Joyce. Again, we're going to be talking about that. The synchronicities between Dr. Paula Joyce and I are incredible. But anyhow, I'm going to be imagining using a dandelion during this time. So anything that holds the power of love for you is going to be your power gift, and that can be a crystal, a flower, a book, anything at all. Okay, and then what we're going to do is we're going to take in three big deep breaths of life. We're going to hold it and let any negativity that may have come into us during the week attach itself to that breath of light. We're going to blow it out across the room into the purple flame of Saint Germain, where it's converted into positive energy and returned to the universe, because we don't want to litter. And then we're going to take our gift, our power gift, and we're going to create a mirrored circle around us that only is going to allow that which is brought by our spirit guides into it, okay? Ready? Okay, sit very, very comfortably. Just kind of sink down in the seat. Close your eyes. Feel yourself relaxing and being centered. Take a deep breath in. Hold it. Now blow it out across the room into that purple flame of Saint Germain. Again, deep breath in. Imagine any tiny specks of negativity sucked into that breath. Maybe something someone said to you. Maybe something you said to yourself. Now blow it out into the flame. Empty your lungs all the way out. One more big breath in. Fill your lungs up completely. Hold it. Hold it. Blow it out. See it grow right into the purple flame of Saint Germain and turn into beautiful light that goes back up into the universe. Now imagine your power gift in your hand. Swing it around your head and your body to create a mirrored bubble of protection around you that is only going to let that which is of the highest and best and brought in by your spirit guides and guardian angels into the bubble. Anything else that is not of the highest and best is reflected back from whence it came. We wish it so, and therefore it is. When you're ready, slowly open your eyes. And you can continue to listen to me with your eyes closed. It's okay. How can we keep ourselves healthy and happy during COVID-19? And why may we be acting the way we're acting while we're staying in our homes? Think about that. Why are you doing the things you're doing that kind of surprise you all of a sudden? Maybe the answer has to do with our past life. Let me read to you a little bit about our guest tonight. Dr. Paula Joyce, PhD, the life doctor, is a top-ranking radio host. She's a best-selling author. She is Dr. Brian Weiss certified past life regression therapist. Some of you may have heard Dr. Brian Weiss, Many Lives, Many Masters. I loved his book. She's also one of the Expertise 16 Best Life Coaches in Dallas. We're going to ask her about that. She has helped thousands of people remove hidden blocks to their success and create the lives that they want. So Dr. Paula says, quote, unquote, keep smiling. That seems to be very important to her, and we're going to ask her why. And she knows a thing about life and healing because she not only talks her talk, she walks her walk. These are important qualities during COVID-19 because we're getting so much information on the internet. Now, we want to hear from people who are living it. Welcome to the show, Dr. Paula Joyce.
Thank you. What a pleasure to be on your show. You've been on my show twice, and now I get to be on your show. So it's a pleasure to be on this side talking to you about the work that I do. You were asking about past lives, and first, an understanding, and then we'll talk about COVID-19 in relation to past lives. But our soul has a journey through many lifetimes. And the purpose of that is for our soul to grow in compassion, in love, and in wisdom. And so we need many experiences, and the full experience, all sides of a particular experience, in order to grow our soul and to learn the lessons that we need to learn over the course of many lifetimes. So this lifetime in particular, we came in to learn certain lessons. Those lessons could relate to the COVID virus. So how we are responding, what is happening, can definitely relate to the past. So for a past life. So for instance, I have a client who had been an SS soldier, and he was so, during World War II in Germany, and he was so distraught toward the end of his life that he drank himself to death and came into this life with extreme anxiety and anger toward himself for what he had done during the Holocaust. Mm-hmm. So during this period of time, that would get exacerbated, that would grow even stronger, that anxiety. Anything that we haven't dealt with up to this point in our life that we came here to clear, then it's going to be even larger. So the fears, the anxieties, the worries, whatever it was, it's going to become even more extreme. So I'm sorry, I did turn off my phone. I'm not sure what's going on.
Welcome to technology during COVID. All kinds of things happen.
My apologies. This is obviously one of my lessons, is how to use technology properly. And to learn to laugh. So, you know, you were talking about walking my walk and talking my talk. I have learned how to find the joy, how to find the beauty, how to find the laughter in every situation, and how even to laugh at myself. And through my childhood and well into my adult life, it's only the last few years that I have really learned how to not see everything as negative. And in fact, people talk about a half empty glass or half full. My glass was empty. I mean, I just couldn't find the joy. No matter how many accomplishments I had, nothing really made me feel good. Nothing created a joy for me. And so I have learned to do that. And how do we do that? We do that in a lot of ways, but even in the midst of sadness, even in the midst of the trauma of COVID-19, what are the silver linings? How do we find the good that's going on? How do we create joy in our own lives and stay above the fear? And so, for instance, as we look around, we can see how so many people are showing compassion and kindness. I don't hear a lot about hate crimes lately. In fact, I'm looking for some statistics to back that up, but there's not a lot going on. People are at home worried about themselves, but they're also showing compassion for other people who are sick. And so the focus is shifting from all the horrible things in the world to the more positive, to be grateful for the doctors and for the first responders, to looking for how to create joy in our own lives. I'm even seeing jokes about COVID-19 and, you know, staying home and people doing little videos day one of isolation, day two, and, you know, they're being silly. People are inventing songs. We're digging deeper into ourselves and finding the creativity, finding the positive in our lives. I had a family member who got sick. And so there was a group text and everybody was communicating with each other and people were supporting each other and checking in. And so that there became a collective support system, even though we're in different parts of the country. None of us are in the same city, but there was a way that we were able to come together that was uplifting in the midst of the worry and the concern, because he was very sick and it was touch and go there for a while. And so how do you stay positive? You focus on prayer. You focus on the compassion, you focus on sending good messages, on sending light and love, lighting candles, doing rituals, doing everything that we can to create more health and more positive energy for that person to heal.
You know, I'm all about dreams. I believe so much information comes to us through the sacred dream doors. And in my book, Dreams That Can Save Your Life, Early Warning Signs of Cancer and Other Diseases, that I wrote with Dr. Larry Burke, a lot of those patients had dreams about past lives. It was pretty amazing how when you're in crisis, you can go back into your dreams and relive maybe something that you did to solve a similar crisis in a previous life. Give me your thoughts on that, Dr. Paula.
Absolutely, that's possible. It's also a way where I was talking about, like, the whole experience, it's like a ball. So it may be that in a previous life, you were a healer, and maybe in this life, you got sick and need healing from somebody else. So you experience all of it. Maybe in a previous life you were an abuser, and in this life you're stuck home with somebody who is abusing you, and there is no relief, there's no place to go. That person has full access to you and you're stuck. So it's not a punishment, but it's allowing one to understand what it feels like to be an abuser and to be abused, what it's like to be a healer and to be healed. So yes, a past life can help us remember how to solve problems, but it also can get us in touch with who we were and why we're experiencing what we are in this lifetime.
Do you have any suggestions for people who are going, well, you know, I don't know, how would I know if I were just having a dream, a dream that I wanted to dream where everything was beautiful and lovely and I'm out of this crisis right now, versus having a dream about a past life Because I remember when I kept having recurrent dreams, and Dr. Paula and I are going to be doing a recurrent dream that someone sent in to me at the end of the show. So definitely stay for the whole show because it's a really interesting one. I remember I kept having these recurrent dreams, Dr. Paula, that I lived in a tree house in a bayou in Louisiana, and I was Cajun. And one of the biggest gifts, something that we really depended on as a family, was getting a hold of old newspapers, any kind of paper at all, because we would wad it up and stick it between the slats of wood that made up our treehouse so that when the wind would blow during the winter, we wouldn't freeze. And we also learned that you had to tie your boat at the bottom. We got around by boat. You had to tie it really loose. Or when the tide would come up from a lot of water, the boat would swamp. And you never jumped into the water ever, because there were always large alligators underneath our treehouse because they ate any of the trash that we threw out. And there was a whole community of treehouses. Now, when I told my husband this, he said, "You're nuts. There are no treehouses in Louisiana in the Cajun Bayou." And I said, yeah, there really are. And then, remember the TV show True Blood? Yeah. That came on, and boom, there was a treehouse in the opening. We've got to take a quick break, so don't go away. We're going to be right back. You're listening to Dreaming Healing on DreamVision7Radio.com, and I'm your host, Kathleen O'Keefe Cannabis, a.k.a. Kat. And our guest with us tonight is Dr. Paula Joyce.
Ever had a strange dream? Nautilus Award winner, Dreams That Can Save Your Life, Early Warning Signs of Cancer and Other Diseases, by Kathleen O'Keefe Cannabis and Duke University radiologist Dr. Larry Burke, forward by Dr. Bernie Siegel, shares how people like you self-advocated in the face of adversity and won using dreams. Read life-saving dream stories validated by medical reports. Hear how dreams of dead loved ones saved lives. Use interpretations and journaling as roadmaps in your waking world for health, wealth, and love. Dreams That Can Save Your Life, Early Warning Signs of Cancer and Other Diseases. Buy the audio and book at KathleenO'KeefeCannabis.com in English and Italian worldwide and through Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and other retailers.
Omega Institute, offering workshops, retreats, and online learning dedicated to awakening the best in the human spirit. For over 40 years, Omega has seen more than 1 million people come through its doors to grow, learn, and find a greater sense of purpose. With over 350 workshops to choose from, Omega offers something for everyone. Located in Rhinebeck, New York, just 90 miles north of New York City, Omega's natural environment and quiet pace allow for extraordinary experiences to unfold. Learn more at eomega.org or call 877-944-2002. Again, 877-944-2002.
What if dreams can diagnose your life? What if we can meet the love of our life in dreams? Join host Kat O'Keefe Cannabis, the number one internationally best-selling author of Dreams That Can Save Your Life, written with Duke University medical doctor Larry Burke. Dreaming Healing is where we'll explore dreams, research, and interpret dreams from you, the caller. Dreaming Healing shows can be heard every Tuesday at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. Eastern, with live shows on the first and third evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific Time on syndicated Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Come live your dreams out loud with Kat.
What if your dog, cat, or horse could help you with your love life? What would they suggest? It's fun to think about and a wonderful way to conduct yourself. After all, animals know well how to love and invite us to love them unconditionally. That's a pretty great way to live life. Animals always communicate with our highest good as their central focus, even when sometimes we feel stymied or frustrated with their behavior. Visit laurarowleyhealer.com to book a workshop or private long-distance phone reading. Laura's readings and workshops help you find the part of you that's able to tune in and connect to your amazing animals. Laura Rowley believes we can all understand by listening differently. Book a workshop or private long-distance phone reading now by going to laurarowleyhealer.com. That's L-A-U-R-A-R-O-W-L-E-Y healer.com.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
Welcome back, everyone, to Dreaming Healing on DreamVision7Radio.com. I'm your host, Kathleen O'Keefe Cannabis, but my friends all call me Kat, so I hope you will too. And just before the break, we were discussing past lives with our amazing guest, Dr. Paula Joyce. Now, I want to kind of shift a little bit because we have so many shows, so many things going on about being in the center of the COVID crisis. We're going to shift into some things that we can do when we're finally out of this. And yes, we will be. Every storm ends, and this storm is going to end too. Now, Dr. Paula Joyce says, laugh. And we thank Dr. Paula for that because we're going to try to do that as often as possible. I use mirror therapy. When I think I'm ready to yank my hair out, that I can't take another minute of being closed up in the house, I will go and look at myself in the mirror and tell myself all the reasons why I love me and why I don't want to pull my hair out. So when you reach that point, try it. You might like it. The worst that will happen is, you know, you might decide to cut your hair if you look at it long enough. But the point is, look into your eyes, which are the windows of your soul, and talk to yourself. So, Dr. Paula, let's talk a little bit about what we can do when we finally come out of this COVID, because that is going to be almost as frightening as being in it. So, how does a process of unleashing our hidden creativity, how is that going to help businesses solve their most challenging moments, which they are going to meet when they have to go back to work and face the aftermath of this crisis?
Well, it's really in many ways, I want to suggest that people during this crisis, and also when we come out of it, focus on gratitude. And that when you get into a very fearful place, I'll talk about the creativity in a few minutes. I wanted to first back step, I guess, a little bit and talk about what we do during this crisis, because I think it's extremely important that we stay above the fear and that we look at all of the reasons that we have to be grateful, because there is so much good going on in our own lives and in the world in general. And if we only listen to the news and we only focus on COVID-19, then we're missing life. There's the beauty of nature. There's, the joy of laughter that we talked about. There's the joy of family. There's so many people who are talking now about how they appreciate their families in ways that they didn't before. I heard someone say how they appreciate the preschool teachers now that they have to be home taking care of their children 24/7. It is an opportunity for us to look at life from a different perspective. And that's exactly what businesses and all of us are going to have to do when we come out of this, because the world is going to be different. We're going to be different. We are in the process. COVID-19 is about moving from a world of fear to a world of love. And there is one spiritual technique I want to suggest to people, and that is that when you're feeling overwhelmed with fear, that you envision the world with a pink heart totally engulfing the world, like it's a big bubble, a big pink heart surrounding the world, because that's the universal heart of love. Pink is emotionally healing. And if you're in touch with your feelings, you will automatically feel this immediate release of fear. And you will feel the love come in. And that's the process that we're in right now, is moving from a fear-based third dimension Earth to a fourth dimension love-based Earth. And so companies and all of us are going to need to reassess, to look at everything from a different perspective. And creativity is one of the ways that we can begin to see things differently. But I don't mean creativity in the way that most people think of it, because most people think, oh, you can draw a beautiful picture, you're creative. Or you can, make a beautiful sculpture, whatever. We are all creative. We are all born with creativity. We're born in the image of the Creator. And so by definition, we are creative. And if you don't believe in God, then just think about how your body scientifically is recreating itself constantly. Our cells are dying and new cells are being grown, replacing them. And so we are constantly evolving and changing from the inside. So how do we tap into that hidden creativity, that still small voice within, the part of ourselves that most of us are afraid to look at, but that is the most beautiful part of ourselves? And that is a process that came to me through a dream. As we talk about dreams, as the queen of dreams, you understand how important that is. And when this came to me, I knew that I had something really important, but I didn't understand how powerful it was until I started working with it. Because initially, I thought I was helping people tap into their own creativity. And then what I discovered is that creativity is in the spiritual part of our brain, and that it is also how we create our lives. It is also how we get in touch with our higher self, the still small voice within, our intuition. So I want to show you can you see that?
Bring it a little bit closer and a little more toward the middle. Okay, that helps a little bit. It's still a little blurry. But
okay, well, maybe I'll just talk about it then. This is the process that came to me. It's the model that uses the brain, the right side and the left side of the brain. So the right side of the brain is our creative, intuitive, spiritual side. The left side is our logical mind, that's sequential, and that's where most of us live most of the time. You took us into our right brain at the beginning of the show when you did the meditation. When we're meditating, we're moving into that spiritual, creative, right side of our brain. So most of us are in one side or the other. We're in our left brain when we're thinking logically, we're in our right brain when we're creating. But in order to use our whole brain, the two sides have to connect. And how do you do that quickly and easily? Because it takes years to really learn how to meditate and how to tap into that quiet inner place within ourselves. And what the dream told me is the crayons take you there immediately. And so the process that I use with businesses to help them re-envision themselves and to release the fears and the hidden blockages, I do that with businesses and I do it with individuals, is first we use the crayons to get into that intuitive side that has the unconscious information that our conscious mind can't access. And so, you might be working with, okay, how do we come back to this organization? How do we rethink our organization now that everything is so different? And so you can say, what's blocking us from knowing how to do that? And then the crayons take you to that deep intuitive place And then we write, which takes you to the left brain, the logical mind, brings it into conscious awareness. The two together, we discuss what the pictures are telling us. And it can be scribbling. This is not about being Picasso. This is not about art in the way we think of it. It can be stick figures. It can be scribbling. It can be different things. It doesn't matter. Whatever that person creates, it's getting to the hidden information that our logical mind can't get to. And then you write to combine, to bring it into physical reality and to combine the two. So my process is twofold. It's what's blocking me, and then what do we need to do to move forward? And things come into our awareness that we had no idea. And suddenly information flows and a totally new perspective develops that we couldn't have gotten to without connecting with the right, without connecting the right brain and the left brain. It's like in most businesses, we try to solve a problem only using the logical mind. Even brainstorming is still using words. You're still using your logical mind. And so you can only think of what you've already done as opposed to envision something that hasn't been yet.
You know, that's so important, Dr. Paula, because I know that some of the large companies, you know, I'm not going to name their names on air, but really, really big companies, they actually require that their employees daydream 20% of the day, because they feel that during daydreaming, which they are including meditation into that as well, during that time, they get new ideas that they cannot get any other way. You know, like you said, if you sit there and you just mind meld with yourself, or unless you're doing that with a group, where you're just, you know, throwing ideas out there, your own ideas are only going to be those ideas you've already used. And if they're not working, then you're going to be trying to continue to make a square peg fit in a round hole. So you've got to get new ideas. And where can you get those from? Your higher power, your other part of the brain, left brain, right brain, bring it into the vibe brain that you were talking about, and by picking other people's brains. Yeah, it's okay to do that, especially if you're all working together. So when we go back into the workplace and we find all these new problems, and they're going to be there, just plan on them being there. And if they're not there, then laugh. You're good for you. You're happy. But know that you can come up with the solutions, because every single person watching this show is really, really smart, or you wouldn't be here. So, Dr. Paula, let's talk about the fact that you are going to do a life regression online workshop. How fun is that?
Yeah, so I will take people through the process of getting in touch with a past life. And we'll go through two past lives. And I find that people who work with me are able to be very successful with this, because we're working with the spiritual realm, with our guides and angels. And just like this process that I was telling you about for problem solving and creating new ideas and new solutions and releasing blockages and fears, is supported by the spiritual realm. They gave it to me and it's supported by them. So are the past life regression workshops that I do, because the process I use, I call in the spirit guides who can help each of the people working with me and attending that session to go deep within themselves and to be able to access the past life and to see how it influences and affects them in this lifetime and what they can do in order to overcome past problems or use solutions from past lives to help them in this life. And that's, and I'm doing it online so that everybody can be safe. And also anyone in the world can take advantage of it. So you can go to my website, drpaulajoyce.com, D-R for doctor, drpaulajoyce.com, to get more information. I'll be doing it Sunday, April 26th from 2 to 3:30 p.m. Central Time. But also I realize that some people will be sleeping depending on where in the world they live, or some people will be managing their children during that time. So I'm also going to make it available afterwards on a pay-per-view so people can check back and sign up for either the workshop live or to take advantage of it afterwards. And that's, again, drpaulajoyce.com.
That's a really easy website. But if you don't have a piece of paper to write it down, again, just go to my website, The Queen of Dreams, click on the button that takes you to my Dreaming Healing page, and Dr. Paula's website is a hot link right there on that page. Just click it, and you're going to go right to her website, and you can learn everything you need to learn about her right there, including how to get in touch with her and also how to sign up for her workshop. So we're going to be taking a break in just a couple of minutes. And I just wanted to tell everybody that we're going to be working on a dream as soon as we come back. And I'm going to go ahead and give the dream out now, if I could find it again. And then here it is. This dream came in from Charlie. And it says, "Dear Kat, I keep having a recurring dream where I would pull out my teeth. Sometimes they would just fall off easily, and other times I would grind my teeth until the tooth came out. The thing is, after it comes out, I would try to put it back in vain." Does this mean anything? Charlie, I think it does. I think it does. And rest assured, the dream that you're having is a dream many people have, with their teeth falling out, teeth being loose in their mouth, and when they're trying to speak, their teeth are getting in the way of their tongue and they can't talk in the dream. So we are going to deal with that as soon as we come back. So don't go away. Dreaming Healing is on syndicateddreamvision7radio.com. And I'm your host, Kathleen O'Keefe Cannabis, author Kat Cannabis. If you've got any questions, you can still call in at 646-558-8656. We have our guest with us tonight, Dr. Paula Joyce. We're going to be right back after this commercial break.
What if dreams can diagnose your life? What if we can meet the love of our life in dreams? Join host Kat O'Keefe Cannabis, the number one internationally best-selling author of Dreams That Can Save Your Life, written with Duke University medical doctor Larry Burke. Dreaming Healing is where we'll explore dreams, research, and interpret dreams from you, the caller. Dreaming Healing shows can be heard every Tuesday at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. Eastern, with live shows on the first and third evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific Time on syndicated Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Come live your dreams out loud with Kat.
Ever had a strange dream? Nautilus Award winner, Dreams That Can Save Your Life, Early Warning Signs of Cancer and Other Diseases, by Kathleen O'Keefe Cannabis and Duke University radiologist Dr. Larry Burke, forward by Dr. Bernie Siegel, shares how people like you self-advocated in the face of adversity and won using dreams. Read life-saving dream stories validated by medical reports. Hear how dreams of dead loved ones saved lives. Use interpretations and journaling as roadmaps in your waking world for health, wealth, and love. Dreams That Can Save Your Life, Early Warning Signs of Cancer and Other Diseases. Buy the audio and book at KathleenO'KeefeCannabis.com in English and Italian worldwide and through Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and other retailers.
Have you met your physician within yet? The Nautilus and multi-award-winning book, Surviving Cancerland, Intuitive Aspects of Healing, is a memoir that takes you down the rabbit hole of healing dreams and interpretations, mixed with conventional medicine and treatments. Listen to the hookah-puffing caterpillar ask, "Who are you?" Dr. Bernie Siegel says Kathleen's story is powerful, honest, and eye-opening. Surviving Cancerland, Intuitive Aspects of Healing by three-time breast cancer survivor Kathleen O'Keefe Cannabis. Buy the book and audio at KathleenO'KeefeCannabis.com and worldwide through Amazon and other retailers. Darkest hours to brightest moments. Transformation from despair to happiness. And chaos to clarity. Real people, real pain, real healing. Life-threatening illness, death, abusive relationships, divorce, and overcoming addiction are challenges these men and women faced head-on. See how they emerged stronger and happier. Buy the new book, Chaos to Clarity, Sacred Stories of Transformational Change by Reverend Patricia Caginello and Kathleen O'Keefe Cannabis. Available on sacredstoriespublishing.com and worldwide through Amazon and other retailers.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
Welcome back to Dreaming Healing, everyone. I'm your host, Kat Cannabis, and our guest tonight is Dr. Paula Joyce. And now we're going to work on a dream that was sent in to me about someone who has a recurring dream that their teeth are falling out. And sometimes they grind their teeth together in the dream to get them to fall out, and then they try to put them back in. So, Dr. Paula, I'm going to let you take your first crack at this.
Well, to me, my understanding of teeth and that kind of dream is that there's a lack of self-confidence, a concern about people discovering something that's hidden about him or herself, Charlie, people discovering something about Charlie that Charlie doesn't like about him or herself. And so worry that people will discover it, trying to put it back so that nobody notices, nobody can tell. Unless he or she is very happy in this dream. And if so, then maybe they can conquer all problems and they're, you know, they're smooth sailing through all difficulties. But the fact that it's a recurring dream would indicate to me that there's a constant fear about somebody, people discovering things about themselves, about him or herself that they don't like.
I love that. So if this were my dream, usually teeth in the dream, and I've had it where my teeth were loose and I was having trouble speaking. It has to do with your voice. Your teeth kind of hold everything in place. And you notice that when people, if they've got dentures and their dentures are out, you have trouble understanding them. So it's possible that the things that you're saying are things that your teeth are getting in the way of. Those things that are holding them in are getting in the way of. You really need to get them out. And yet at the same time, when you do speak your mind, speak your truth, your teeth will fall out. It's almost like trying to call back the bullet when you try to stick them back in. It's out. You can't call back that bullet. You can't take back those words. So what is the message that you're getting in the dream? Because if it's recurrent, it means that you're getting a message in your dream and you're not really figuring that message out. You know, bite down on it, maybe, you know, grinding your teeth, grind into it, bite into it. Figure out what it is. Is it something that you're saying that you're trying to call back and can't get back? Or is it something that you just need to let rip? Only you can figure that out. Because truth be told, you're the only one who truly knows your dream language. And so thank you, Charlie, for sending us that dream, because it's a dream many of us share. Many of us have our teeth falling out in our dreams. So we're coming down to the last few minutes of our show. And so I have asked our guest, Dr. Paula to give us our writing tip for tonight.
I think the most important thing about writing is to create a flow. And if you try to edit while you write, then you block the flow. And so to train yourself to just edit later and just let the ideas, don't worry about spelling, don't worry about grammar, don't worry if you think it doesn't make sense, complete sense. You can always go back later and edit it. The initial draft is to get it out and get the information out. And in order to learn how to do that, you can set a timer for like 10 minutes and don't pick your pen or pencil up for a full 10 minutes. Just keep writing, and that'll train you to stop editing while you're writing.
Oh, what a great writing tip. You know, sometimes our editing just gets in the way. We just have to, you know, what you were talking about earlier about left brain, right brain, let that brain just flow. Write it down on the paper, and exactly. Then you can go back later. But if you stop and edit, you might not be able to get that information back. So my dream tip for you tonight is set a dream intention before you go to sleep tonight. Ask the dream intention either through your spirit guides, your guardian angels, because remember, we're all born with spirit guides and guardian angels. We're their job, and they take that job seriously. I swear mine pull pieces of wood every morning, little sticks, to see who gets the short end and has me for the day. We all have spirit guides and guardian angels. Ask them to bring in one of your loved ones who may be deceased and knows everything that is going on in the time continuum, because it's all a great big now, to give you guidance on what to do now while you're in the midst of COVID-19 and how to help you when we're coming out of it. They love to help us from the other side, but we have rule of permission. We have to ask their permission to help us. So we have 1 minute left before I have to wrap this up, Dr. Paula. Is there anything left, like in 1 minute, that you would like to share with the audience?
I think that the most important thing is to look, to act from the best part of yourself, from love and compassion, and to use this opportunity to find the best in yourself and become that, and to look at all of the positive things to uplift yourself and your life, because there's so much wonderful. What am I learning? How am I growing? How is this good for me? As opposed to falling into fear and worry, which actually hurts your immune system and creates more of an opportunity for the virus to enter. So build your immune system with joy and positivity and finding the silver linings and the best in yourself and everyone around you.
Well, I want to thank you so much, Dr. Paula Joyce, for being on the show with us tonight. And if you're watching this show and you want me to have Dr. Paula Joyce back, which I know you all will, leave it in the comments at the bottom of the show, okay? So I know. Tell me what you'd like to hear more of. Leave any questions that we didn't get to this time. We'll get to them next time. So I want to also thank you, our audience, for making Dreaming Healing such a great success. If you don't want to share your dreams live by calling in, you can always email them to me from my website, as our dreamer did tonight, and that's the Queen of Dreams, or KathleenO'KeefeCannabis.com, and I'll read them on the show with only your first name, like I did tonight for privacy. And for new listeners, there is a free gift for you in the right upper hand corner of my website. Yep, that website, I do everything from there. It says free gift. Just go there and click on it and download it. There is also a promotional package for you published authors if you need some help. If you're a writer, but you'd love to be published in the second Sacred Stories of Transformational Change book. It's called Crappy to Happy, in which I'm collaborating with Sacred Stories Publishing, Dennis Patoko, CEO of This Catalyst Magazine, and Gina Mazza of Creative One Marketing and Advertising Public Relations. Go to either sacredstoriespublishing.com/bookproject, or again in the upper right-hand corner of my website, KathleenO'KeefeCannabis.com, click the button that says Get Published. And I have a big announcement to make tonight. James Redfield of the Celestine Prophecies is writing the foreword for the book Crappy to Happy. So we are so excited to share that with all of you. And there's one spot left on the cover of the book for an author. The rest of the spots are all taken. But if you'd like to be in a book where we have James Redfield writing the foreword, and as you know, his book, Celestine Prophecies, is a number one all over the world for 3 years. Check it out on my website. This show will be blogged on Pathos, Above and Beyond the Five Senses. Oh, yeah, it's sentences. Pathos, Above and Beyond the Five Senses. Made into an article for Biz Catalyst 360, Living Your Dreams. And posted on my Facebook professional page, Kathleen O'Keefe Cannabis, author, speaker, dream expert, and the page Dreams That Can Save Your Life on Facebook, and the magazines for which I write, all accessible, you got it, from my website. So until next time, everybody remember, everybody dreams, but some dreams save lives. Good night, everyone.
Thank you for joining us this evening, and a big thanks to our producer. Tune in next time to Dreaming Healing for more cutting-edge research, live dream interpretations, and stories with radio host and award-winning author, Kat O'Keefe Cannabis. Listen every Tuesday at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. Eastern Time with call-in live shows on the first and third evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific Time on syndicated Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Remember, everyone dreams, but some dreams save lives. Live your dreams. Find more about Kat at KathleenO'KeefeCannabis.com. That's Kathleen with a K. O'KeefeCannabis. Or the Queen of Dreams on Google search.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.